Air Station Sitka is just across the bridge from downtown. After you pass the airport on your left, there's a chain link gate and a little booth.
Do you have your ID or driver's license or something?
Yes.
Lieutenant Ray Jamros checks my ID and opens the chain link gate. He's a helicopter pilot who pulls double duty as the air station's communications and external affairs officer. Jamros takes me inside and up a set of stairs. The walls are lined with 8x10-inch frames.
The whole hallway out here has plaques from different cases and awards the air station's received.
The original air station in Southeast was on Annette Island, that's south of Ketchikan. But Sitka was more centrally located, so the Coast Guard decided to relocate the base in 1977. Walking up to the operations center, Jamros points out the gift shop.
We sell sweatshirts, t-shirts, patches, hats, just some air station memorabilia.
The Coast Guard crew at the air station, they're seen as heroes in Sitka. But the operations center, it's not what you'd expect. It looks like the inside of your average office building, but with a few more maps. One of those maps shows just how much area Air Station Sitka covers.
Yeah, here at Air Station Sitka, we cover all of Southeast Alaska, and that includes everything from the Canadian border down south of Ketchikan by Prince Rupert, all the way up to Yakutat in the north.
That's 12,000 miles of coastline.
So it's a huge area.
But many of the rescues, Jamro says, they happen pretty close to base. This is a video from a rescue back in April. A 70-year-old man slipped and fell while out walking around the old World War II base. It's less than a mile from the air station. The man is huddled on large wet rocks. It's pouring rain.
Best clear the deck.
A crew member in a bright orange dry suit helps the man into a wire basket and is then hoisted up safely into the helicopter. That same day, another Jayhawk helicopter was deployed on a rescue mission. This time it flew about 10 miles north of town where a boat was taking on water. Multiple missions, they're not unheard of here, which is why Air Station Sitka houses three Jayhawk helicopters.
This is going to be a little loud in here.
Two of them are usually on standby, ready to fly at any moment. And one is here, in the hangar. Like your car, Lieutenant Ray Jamro says, the helicopters need regular tune-ups.
You can see right now that the tail is totally off the helicopter. Sometimes all the blades are off, and it'll look like there's nothing on it. They tear everything apart, inspect all the parts and pieces, and then put it back together.
And doing some of that meticulous work is this guy.
Michael Van Berkham. I'm a second-class petty officer here at the air station.
Van Berkham is an avionics electrician. Every couple hundred hours, he and a team of air station technicians strip the Jayhawks to the bone.
You know, everything from, you know, the most advanced automatic flight control systems working to simple things like light bulbs and switches. So we test it all to make sure it's good to go.
The helicopters, they average 100 missions a year. And their pilots here, they're always prepared to go out.
Air Station's basic mission is readiness for search and rescue.
That's Air Station Sitka's commanding officer, Chip Lewin.
We will always be saving lives. We will always be defending our homeland. We will always be protecting the environment, protecting our maritime trade, regardless of what's going on in the rest of the world.
Like a lot of the other officers here, Lewin joined the Coast Guard to save lives. And he's come to the right place. In its 40 years of operating, Air Station Sitka has saved over 2,000 of them. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.